and now to another practice as old as the hills, yoga. It can be great for relief of stress. That's why many people do it. And now some with four legs are at it too. The Humane Society in the Seattle area is teaching a new class. It's called Yoga with Your Dog. Phyllis Fletcher of member station KUOW in Seattle went to check out the class.
I don't have a dog to do yoga with. I've never had a dog. The only pet I had of my own as a kid was a dead bee. I put it in a baby food jar. I used to move it around so the bee looked like it was flying.
Bzzz.
Mary, that was her name. So I was looking forward to hanging out with a bunch of well-loved Seattle dogs. Bailey is a big fluffy collie. For some reason, I talk to him like he's a baby.
Hi.
Bailey's person is Carol Colt.
I wanted to find out what the spiritual side of my collie was.
Carol takes people yoga, too. It's one of the rare times Carol and Bailey are apart.
You know, I just leave him at home, but he doesn't understand. So now he gets to have an idea of what I'm doing when I'm off there without him.
This is partner yoga. Don't be distressed if your dog doesn't do exactly what you want them to on the mat. They kind of get
Brenda
used
Bryan
to
is the teacher.
The
she has a class of five today, 10 if
so
you
really
include
honor,
the people.
Not only for you,
her message to the students is relax and have fun.
This is really about making a nice connection and deepening that relationship with your dog.
This might sound a bit too Seattle, crunchy granola garden cloggy. Even the teacher, Brenda Bryan, said it sounded a bit L.A. when the Humane Society first asked her to develop the class as a way to enhance the human-animal bond. But she was excited.
So really honor not only where you are physically in the practice, but honor where your dog is in the practice. And this is really
in order to create a full routine, nice she just started trying it out with her Papillon mix and her boxer Sharpei.
I allowed my dogs to come on the mat, and I just moved through some traditional poses that I would do on my own and started to engage them, incorporate them, and really just a lot of instinct and what felt right. And then also remember that dogs respond to our energy.
In class, some dogs just kind of sit there. Their owners do all the stretching and bending. They hold poses over and behind their dogs. Brenda shows the people students how to place their hands behind their dog's front legs and lift them in a stretch. One dog has to be kept on a leash. Another wanders around sniffing everyone. Mostly they stay near their people. A few times Brenda has her students hug their dogs with their whole bodies. It was sweet.
And see if you can rest your right cheek on the dog. Again, making that physical connection. Lay down, sweetie.
And after cow pose, corpse pose, warrior one, warrior two, and downward facing dog, it's so quiet you can hear a tail wag. With that and a namaste, the dogs and their owners are free to socialize. Carol says she enjoyed it, and Bailey did too, because it's not so different from how they are at home. They're always together, almost always touching each other.
Look at this.
Brenda says her class gives people a chance to return the undivided attention dogs give their owners.
You know, for 45 minutes or an hour, are we really just focusing all of our petting and stretching? And yeah, I mean, it's pretty intense. Well, more fun than intense, but yeah.
Brenda has been at the center of a media whirlwind since word got out about yoga with your dog. What's next? An instructional book? A DVD? She doesn't know. For now, she's just
trying to relax the world one dog at a time.
For NPR News, I'm Phyllis Fletcher.
Seeing truly is believing. Check out some pictures on our website. It's npr.org.